We're looking at the Morass Valley, mm-hmm. with where the Morass Creek flows, heading straight north.
We've got the Benambra calf sales noises behind us. Can we see your place from here?
You can see the back of my property, Laura, from here, yes.
Mm. And, I mean, green tinge, how's the season treating you?
We've had a terrific season until about the last 3 weeks to a month, and it's dried off. Morass Creek's actually not flowing at the moment, no.
But it would be unusual to have a green tinge at this time of year? Or
This time of the year, yeah. We had 78 millimetres in January and back to about 15 in February.
Yeah.
And nothing at all to speak of this month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So waiting for that break to come and really, really get things tracking along again.
Yeah, well, we're lucky that we had that early break, and most people have still got good coverage, good feed, yeah.
And what's your average annual rainfall up here?
It's normally above 40, but we've had years of up to 60, yeah.
Yeah.
So we normally get a good rain belt down through that country where we live. Yeah.
And have you sold cattle today?
I sold 128 at Sharp Full Grab Sale this morning.
What were prices like?
Very good. Exceptionally good. I had a good sale. My steers averaged over 1,100 and sold 50 heifers for a bit under 900 average. Mm. Yep.
So how do those prices compare to what you've got previously at this time of year?
I think I'm $240 better off per head than last year.
Mm.
And I sold a lot of sale pre-sale as well, which, yeah, so I'm pretty happy with the way it's gone. Yep. Mm.
And what does that mean for your business, getting those sort of prices?
It means you can still keep operating and comfortably, yeah.
And are you 100% cattle up here at Benambra?
I run a couple of hundred head of crossbred sheep,
yeah,
and 300 breeders pretty much, yeah. Mm.
And how is that mix of cattle and sheep, how's it changed over time?
We've gone more to cattle, mainly because of the wild dog problem.
Mm.
And it's just much easier for us to manage the cattle and the sheep than getting up, picking up dead sheep every week.
And that's a trend right throughout this district, is it? The move away from sheep?
I think it has been. The people further in are more lucky where they can run sheep and they don't border the parks and the crown land like I do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, electric fences are a big thing for sheep, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you had fires through and that changed your approach?
In 2003, I used to run 1,500 head of merinos as well as a couple of hundred head of Hereford cattle, but I've got less country.
And what's it like up here at this time of year? I mean, must be a pretty quiet place until the calf sales come along?
Yeah, well, this weekend's just prior is always a big weekend because it's a long weekend. Picnic races at Hinnamungee and a lot of people come into the area.
Yeah.
And the calf sales draw a lot of people too for the two-day event, yeah.
Social event of the year in Benambra tonight?
Pretty much, I think, yeah.
What does it mean for the local economy to have every man and his dog come up here to see what's going on and look at some of the most picturesque cattle sale yards in Victoria?
Well, there's only a hotel in Benambra and a general store, so obviously they get a bit of a pick-up, yeah. Especially at night time at the hotel.
And how long have you farmed in this area for?
Nearly all my life, yes.
Yeah.
I've worked off farm most of my working life, but yeah, always had the farm. Yeah.
And it's a generational family property?
Yeah, the Dyer name's been here over 140 years. Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll be here another 140?
Well, I don't think my sons will come back, but yeah, it's a trend away from farming for most young folk. Yeah.
So what do you think the future holds for the agricultural land in front of us?
I think there'll be just bigger and more bigger landholders. You know, there won't be so many small farmers because it becomes harder and harder to run a small industry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for having a chat today. Much appreciated. It's hard to find the locals here, but I picked one out, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, there's plenty of them around, Laura. You'll find another one.